Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, and welcome to the Slashdot Review for Friday, October 29th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is the 10-minute, almost Halloween summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot.com. In addition, today's GarageBand.com artist, Too Fast Jack, from Chicago, Illinois, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. But now on to the headlines. Is peer-to-peer dead, or is it just hiding? A. Davis 42 writes to Slashdot that, quote, contrary to media reports, peer-to-peer is not dying. It's just becoming harder to detect. In a paper for CIDA, the Cooperative Association for Internet Data Analysis, researchers have presented evidence that the supposed decline in peer-to-peer traffic is actually due to a decline in easy-to-track protocols, as those that change port numbers on a regular basis become more popular. There's some speculation that Linux is an open source tipping point. JG21 writes to Slashdot that, quote, over at Linux World, there's an article arguing that open source will be propelled to market predominance by the same disruptive mechanism that bought Sony, Microsoft, and others to be market leaders at the moment. The improbable is possible. Leaders have been dethroned in the past, writes the author, who is apparently the producer of an upcoming documentary entitled The Digital Tipping Point, to be released in September 2005. The story refers to a corroborating article from South Africa and to Clayton Christensen's Seeing What's Next, which backs up the general idea. Teleimmersion at UC Berkeley. Roland Pickpal writes that teleimmersion is a technology which allows cooperative interaction between groups of distant people working in the same virtual environment. At the Center for Information Technology Research in the Interest of Society at UC Berkeley, interdisciplinary teams are deploying this technology. It involves three real-time steps: taking images of a subject with 48 cameras, transmitting the images over a network, and implementing them in a virtual world. For example, it will allow students and professors on different campuses to meet virtually and discuss lively while being in ancient sites of Greece or Italy. The technology offers more promises than academic discussions. Imagine a nurse telling a diabetic how to make an insulin injection while being far away from him. Of course, this technology is facing some hurdles, such as the cost involved to model you with so many cameras. The summary link on Slashdot shows you some details about the image processing involved in the project. 35 years ago today, October the 29th, ShadowSpar writes that the CBC is reporting the less than prophetic beginnings of the net. In order to log on to the two-computer network, which was then called ARPANET, programmers at UCLA were to type log, and Stanford would reply in. The UCLA programmers got as far as L, then O, before the Stanford machine crashed. There's a vulnerability in Gmail. Gmail accounts appear to be vulnerable to XSS exploit. Malamax writes to Slashdot that a security hole in Gmail has been found, an XSS vulnerability which allows access to user accounts without authentication. What makes the exploit worse is the fact that changing passwords doesn't help. The full details of the exploit have not been disclosed. The vulnerability was reported by Israeli news site Nana. They were tipped off by an Israeli hacker. Google has been notified and they are working to close the hole. The Register has a story linked again to Slashdot. A Slashdot book review called The Cult of the Mac, Jack Harrington, writes, quote, The Cult of a Mac, a new book by Leander Caney, is a love letter to the Macintosh community. The book seeks to simultaneously define and evangelize the Apple cultural phenomena. With 25 million users, in the author's estimation, there are a lot of culture to go around. The tattoos, the modified machines, the pilgrimage to Mac World, and the subcult of the iPod. It's all here in the book, the review of which is on Slashdot. KDE is about to break the network barrier. Comfort Eagle writes that in this month's KDE from the Source, entitled Breaking the Network Barrier, George Stikos takes us on a walkthrough of KDE's desktop networking protocol handlers in the vein of SFTP and a few really nifty ones such as Info, PearlDoc, and Tar. The entire KDE desktop environment is decked out like this, and as George puts it, Microsoft Windows and Mac OS X have a long way to go to catch up with the robust, transparent functionality that KDE has provided since version 2.0. A couple of Halloween tricks. RideMax reports that Forbes has posted a nice selection of printer-friendly Halloween masks, including those of several dead celebrities and, of course, the famous billionaire. An anonymous reader has sent in a strange Halloween geek test, and another reader linked to Slashdot has sent in the iPod-o-lantern. Slashdot Review offers a way that you can call in with your comments. All that's required for you to add your review of a recent Slashdot item is a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. Just reference the title of the Slashdot item and add your comments. NASA may be considering early retirement of the shuttle program. REI writes to Slashdot that, quote, while publicly assuring the public that it has no plans to do so, leaks have indicated that NASA has been quietly investigating plans to get rid of the space shuttle as soon as possible and finish the International Space Station with disposable rockets, even as NASA works on achieving return to flight in 2005. What would happen if your ATM were susceptible to Windows viruses? Kerncraft 400 writes that, quote, first there was Windows for warships. Now the same operating system used to power millions of home PCs is likely to be used for cash machines in the UK. Kerncraft says, I just can't wait for the next Windows virus or worm to take down all the cash machines. In the world of Linux, we pledge allegiance to the Penguin. Trez3 writes that Wired Magazine has an excellent four-page article discussing Brazil's new approach to intellectual property rights. It discusses everything from battling with the international pharmaceutical industries to song sampling to the national adoption of Linux. Richard Stallman stated that India's political commitment to free software is second only to Brazil's after attending a week-long free software teach-in for members of the Brazilian National Congress, where 161 out of 594 members of Congress from a broad range of parties had signed up with the Free Software Caucus, making it one of the largest caucuses in the Brazilian government. An Xbox owner has sued Microsoft. Drew Soisi writes that Reuters is reporting that Sean Burke has filed suit against Microsoft because his Xbox system stopped reading discs, games or otherwise, after less than 1 year of use. Many Xbox owners can relate, as Xbox hard drives are known for crashing. Quote, the defective Xboxes stop working after minimal usage, after unreasonably, unconscionably, unusually, and unexpectedly short amounts of time, said the lawsuit. The suit will probably become a class action suit and seeks to represent anyone who's purchased an Xbox since 2001. Iptashu Fitz writes that CNET News is reporting that the U.S. Secret Service, in conjunction with authorities in six foreign countries, have arrested 28 people in the last 48 hours on charges of identity theft, computer fraud, credit card fraud, and conspiracy. Dubbed Operation Firewall, the Secret Service identified a group of people who stole over 1.7 million credit card numbers as well as a passport forging facility in Bulgaria. The investigation started in July 2003 when the Secret Service began investigating an unspecified financial crime. They identified the website ShadowCrew.com, whose members traded tutorials and information about identity theft and forgery and exchanged sensitive personal and financial information. The ShadowCrew website has since undergone a makeover thanks to the Secret Service. A press release on the operation is also linked on Slashdot. And that's it for this pre-Halloween edition of Slashdot Review, Friday, October 29th. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license, as detailed on Slashdotreview.com. Slashdotreview audio is published Monday through Friday, and occasionally on Sunday. Now, today's featured album is from GarageBand.com artist Too Fast Jack from Chicago. The track is Philosophy. You can find more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdotreview. We'll return with audio Sunday night. Happy Halloween.
Figure our earth is its own.